Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein, and therefore, K'shenois nin stoka mimamoinoi, when a person gives charity from their money, nimtza shelokeach mamoinoi, shehu kolul me'ayin kolen anal, kiloi hisig zeh hamamoin kim aide kolen anal, because we said that a person can't achieve money without these kolos, and when a person takes their money and gives it to the Shechina or on behalf of the Shechina, which means he gives charity to poor people, Shehem Manin Tvirin Dilo, who are the Shechina's broken vessels, they are their her closest buddies. Zehu Bechinas Tzakas Ha'ayin Kolananal. That's another example of this screaming 70 screams, which we said the person has to scream on behalf of the Shechina in order to be moiled new moichin. As Rabbi Nizal explains in that term, Likut Imran. In other words, we're showing that money, we said that the fact, how does one get to money? Through koilos. So that in the money is the koilos. The money represents the power of the koilos. And when I use the money the right way on behalf of the Shechina, by giving tzedakah, it's as if I'm screaming on behalf of the Shechina. The act of giving tzedakah, taking money, which was generated through koilos, and using it on behalf of the Shechina, that's the same thing as tzedakah. Ki tzedakah mimamoinoi bishvil ha-Shechina humamish bechinas ayin kolin kanal. Because giving tzedakah to poor people, which means on behalf of the Shechina, is literally the concept of screaming these 70 koilos. Ki hamomoin kolul me'ayin kolin kanal. Because money is kolul from the 70 koilos. V'zeh v'hakesef yanes hakoil. This is why the Torah says in one place that money answers all questions. Hakesef yanes hakoil. Ki momoin ubechinas aniyo bekoil, because money is the concept of responding verbally. Sometimes a person's most powerful response, instead of pledging, is he bangs the $100 bill on the table. He says, "That's what I'm giving." There's the coil, there's the pledge, the statement, and there's the action that speaks louder than words. V'zeh bechinas oshir yane azus. This is why the Torah says that a wealthy person speaks with chutzpah. Ki momoin vashirus hu bechinas koilos. Because money talks. And again, the more money you have, the louder you talk. The oshir is the one with the big mouth. The guy with the big mouth who's not afraid to say anything to anybody. Why? Because he's got bucks. And the bucks talks. And more bucks talks louder. V'zeh bechinas. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh bechina, so we see that money is the bechina of koilos. Rav Nosson Zal is bringing this, legabi giving tzedakah, that giving tzedakah is a form of tzeoka, screaming on behalf of the Shechina to be moiled nu moichin. V'zeh bechinas agra de ta'aneso tzidkoso. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you could understand why the Gemara says in Brachas that the main mitzvah on a fast day is the charity that you give on the fast day, the tzedakah. Agra de tanesa, the main schar on a tainus, is the tzedakah that you give on the tainus. Watch how this connects all three things. We said there were three things: koil, tsoim, and mamoin. Koil was the screaming. Koil was bigamatria 136, kuf of lamid. Tsoim is fasting, which is 136. And we said mamoin is 136. Now you see that the Gemara is putting all three together by saying that the main koyach of a fast is the tzedakah. That's combining tzoim and mamoin. And then we said that both of those two are related to koil. Ki hatainis ubechinas koilos v'kanal. Because we said earlier that fasting is a concept of screaming. Look at what it says in the Megillah. Divrei hatzoimois v'tza'akosom. And we know that on a fast day, we do additional screaming. On a regular day, we have shachris and mincha. On a fast day, you have slichas, We have Kashem Hashem Kel Rachum. That's Tzaakos and Zaakos. And we have the Vayichal, the laning of Vayichal, where again we scream Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'Chanun Diyumi Sharachmim. So we see that fasting and the Koilos goes together. Kibetainis Tzoyakim Umasriim. Because on a fast day we scream and we blow shofar, as the Gemara says when they used to fast for rain. Hashem, please answer our cries. Hashem, please be close to our outcry. Because the most important avoida on a fast is to scream to Hashem. V'alkein inui begematria koil. That's why the word inui, which means to fast or to suffer, suffering or fasting, is begematria koil, because that's the main emphasis on a fast day. V'alkein agra de tanesa tzidkoso. That's why the Gemara emphasizes tzedakah on a fast day. Ki tzedakah mimamoinoi hu gam kein bechinas koiloi sanal. Because giving tzedakah from your money is another example of activating, that's waving your grogger, it's making noise. It's interesting that Rabbeinu Zal writes in one place, I think it's in Chayim Aran or somewhere, that the clanging of money, the coins, the noise that coins make when they clang, is also a form of, it's this coil azus. He osher yana azus, that's also a form of making noise. This concept of koilos, the aniyim, when they go around, they shake the money, that sound of the shaking of the money is this koilos, is this tzakosenu yedea talumos. V'ze b'chinas tzoyim koil momoin shehim kulam b'china achas kanal. Rav Moshe Zal says, now you can understand how all three are actually one. He's proven it to us from the Gemaras, from the Gematrias and everything, that all three are one and the same. Fasting, Inui is bigamatria koil, tsoim is koil, tzoka. And the Gemara says that the main thing on a fast is the tzedakah, the money. So all three are tied together. V'ze b'chinas tshuva tfila tzedakah shehim tsoim koil mamoin ma'viren es royes hagzera. This is why these three things have the ability to eliminate the enemies of the Yidden, any evil decrees against the Yidden. Ki kol hagzerois v'chol atzorois chas v'sholom kulon heimachmas chisorin hadas. Any suffering that Yidden have, or any gzerois that are decreed against us, are based on a lack of das on our part. Ukishen nishlam hadas. Proof is that what's the biggest suffering for the Yidden? Churban Beis Hamikdash. What was the Beis Hamikdash? It was a center of das. The Gemara says, "Kol mi sheyesh bo idea." Keilu nivne beis hamikdash biyomov, that the more that the das is bechinas beis hamikdash, the worst gzeira against Klal Yisrael is churban beis hamikdash. The ukishen ishlam hadas, and when the person is zoche to shleimus hadas, nizbatlin kol hatzorois the kol achesroinois, that implies bitul of tzorois and bitul of chesroinois. Kimavur heitev shom b'maimer anal, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates very much in this Torah Chof Aleph Nikud Imran. Because note, im das koniso machos arto, it says, if you have das, what are you lacking? Meaning that to the extent that you'll be zeche to shleimus hadas, you'll be lacking nothing. All of your chesroinos will be nishlam. Because we showed here that before you can get to money or anything, you need shleimus hadas. That's why maybe it says that when the Jews were crossing the Red Sea, it says Roaso Shivcha Layam Mashalo Ro Yecheskel Ben Buzi, that there was a tremendous Hizgalas Hadas at the time. Why? or it says that Hashem, we quoted the pasuk yesterday, Vayavor Hashem Vovati Beretz Mitzrayim Vizgalesi. Why? In order for them to get all of that money. In order for them to get all of that shefa, that biza of Mitzrayim, those billions of dollars that they extracted from Egypt, both upon Yitzias Mitzrayim and at the Red Sea, it required Hizgalus Hadas. And that was when Hashem revealed himself in Mitzrayim, or the Hizgalus Hadas that took place when they crossed the Red Sea. Nimza shekol hagzeirois vahatzorois chaseshon heimrak shehamoichin vahadas heim bebechinas helam vibur. Therefore, we conclude from here that all the suffering that Klal Yisrael have, all the gzeirois and tzorois, are all because of the moichin and das being in a state of hiddenness, pregnancy. They haven't been brought out. V'alkein tzrichim litzoik daiko. This is why when the Yidden have gzeirois against them or anything, they have to scream to Hashem, kedei lohoilid hadas, because tzoko is what's moilid hadas. V'oz yizbatlu kol hatzorois. And that does away with all tzorois. It's interesting, Rav Nosson Zal says in one place in Kodei Halachos, why is it that babies cry a lot? How come babies cry more than adults? Rav Nosson says it's simple. Because at that age, the kid has to learn in one day, you know, a baby and a child is learning much, much more than an adult learns per day average. In terms of the development of a child development takes place at a much more rapid pace than an adult. Rav Nosson Zal writes in one place in Kodei Halachos, that's why Hashem has put it into the nature of children to cry easily or to cry a lot. That's for the sake of being moiled moichin, because it's impossible to be moiled moichin without tzoko. The alkein, al yidei tshuva tfila tzdoko, shem bechinas tzoim koil mamoin, shekulam bechina achas, bechinas hakoilas hanal. Therefore, through these three items, which are all one and the same, they all represent the tzoko, the koilas, al yodom mavirim es roya hagzera. They have the ability to eliminate the evil decrees. Because the das is what's mashlim all chesroinois and eliminates all gzeirois. And how do you get the das? Through tzaoka, through screaming. Interesting. I just reminded myself. Rabbi Nizal brings in another chapter in the Likutei Moran, Torah Hay, in the Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, Rabbi Nizal there talks about rain. And he says, how does rain come about? The Zohar HaKadosh says that there's a coil, there's the sound of thunder crashes into the clouds. Rabbi Nizal in Torah Hay, in the first Chelek, in paragraph Gimel, quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, which says, Kad kolo nofik, when the sound of thunder emanates from Hashem, va'ara be'ibe mitra, and strikes the clouds of rain, ishtama kolo lebriyosa, that sound is heard by people, v'do inun ramin, and that's thunder. It's a blast from Hashem that strikes the clouds. And that coil is what generates rain, is what generates shefa. We see that when it comes to generating physical, you know, the most basic example of a yirid of shefa into the world, there has to be tzaoka. Now, Rabbi Nizal says also over there that moshel is the same moshel related to the brain of the person. What are the rain clouds? The brain of a person, from which droplets come forth also. The droplets that are needed for hoylada, that's also it. Rabbi Nizal says over there in that chapter, V'hakoil hazeh poigea bi'ibe mitra hainu b'chinas moichin. This crashing sound of thunder strikes the rain clouds, which are the brain of the person, shemishom yordin tipin, from which come forth droplets, as the Zohar Kodesh quotes a pasuk, be'er mayim chayim v'noizlin min levonoin, that there's a well of flowing waters which comes from Lebanon. And the Zohar Kodesh says, what's this levonoin? Min libuna demoicha, from the white matter of the brain, where the droplets originate from. And again, Rabbi Nizal emphasizing over there, he talks about ura'amim hu bechinas koil she'odom moitzi bekoyach betfilosoi, that when a yid davens out loud, that's thunder. The sound of his voice is thunder, which crashes into his brain, koil moira hakavona, and it's moilid moichin. It's moilid moichin, it's moilid shefa, those droplets, that rain, that same exact moshul. Paragraph Zion. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas matonos levyoinim shenaisim bepurim." This is the significance of giving the gifts, charity to the poor on Purim. "Zeh bechinas hatzdoko hanal shi bechinas koilois kedei lohoilad amoichin kanal." This corresponds to the tzedakah that we spoke about just now, which is the cries, the screams, in order to be moilid moichin. "V'al kein rotzo homon levatel zois." This is why Haman wanted so much to suppress this power. Verotzo lishkoil aseres alofim kikar kesef levatel chasashom shkole Yisrael. He was prepared to put up 10,000 silver pieces to try to overcome, to try to vanquish the shkolem of Klal Yisrael. Hainu levatel bechina sakoilos kanal. Meaning, to suppress, to throw a pillow over the Yidden's head so that they can't scream. A concept of suffocating them, blocking them from screaming. That's what he wanted to do. Shenizgalin al yidei tzedakah shel shkol Yisrael. He wanted to suppress the koilos that blast forth from the shkolim of Klal Yisrael. V'ze bechinas be'echod bi'ador mashmiin al hashkolim. Note the wording that the Gemara says. It doesn't say goyvin shkolim, that on Rosh Chodesh Adar we collect shkolim. It says be'echod b'adar mashmiim al hashkolim, that on the first of Adar we announce, everybody bring, hear ye, bring your shkolim. Mashmiim daiko b'chinas koilos. Anytime the Gemara uses a certain wording in a Mishnah, you're going to find this in a lot of places in the Gute Halachos, where Rav Nosson Zal is going to focus on a misplaced word in the Mishnah. Of all the words to pick, what kind of ridiculous term? Mashmiyin. Bechod ba'adar goyvin shkolim. We collect shkolim. You say, mashmiyin, that's the verb, that's the critical verb here. Is the announcement the critical point, or is the collection? Who cares? Don't announce it. Just have the people bring in the bucks without the announcement. And yet, if the Mishnah uses that word, mashmiyin, Rav Nosson Zal says it's to teach us that this is what the shkolim are all about. The shkolim are the tzaokos. That's the screams of Klal Yisrael. The tzedakah of the Jew is the screaming of the Jew. The momoin begimatria koil. Verotzo homon levatel zois. And homon wanted to suppress that. This is why we bedafka are makbet to give tzedakah on Purim, matonas levyoinim, lo'ira bechinas hakoilos hanal, to activate this superpower that the Yidden have of tzaokos, the koilos, kedei lo'oilet ha'moichin kanal, to generate new moichin, new sechel. V'al kein noyagim lehisanois tainas Esther. This is why it's a custom to fast tainas Esther. V'gam goyven oz mois shkolim. And the time that we collect the machtzis ha'shekels is on tainas Esther, before Megillah reading. That's the best time to give the machtzis ha'shekel, on tainas Esther. What's the kesher? Hakoil b'shvil b'chinas hakoilos hanal. All to generate these koilos. The purpose of the fasting, the main dogish, the main emphasis in the fasting was the slichos, the screaming to Hashem, and the money is also screaming to Hashem. Sha'al yodom noilodin ha'moichin. This is what generates new moichin. V'nizgalin v'yoytzim ebechinas sheno. And the moichin are revealed and taken out of their state of sleep into a state of being awake. Alert. V'ze bechinas chayiv inish lebesumi bepuria ad deloyoda ben oror homon leboruch Mordechai. This is why the Gemara makes a statement that a Jew is supposed to get drunk on Purim, to the extent where they don't, know the difference between Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Ze bechinas makifin hoelyoinim hanal. This refers to the highest level of das, sheshom hayedia v'habchira kulachad, where yedia and bechira meet and become one. Veshom kuloi toiv. Veshom hu bechinas deloyoda. That represents a place where it's all good. When we talk about Olam Haba, the Gemara says that there's a pasuk that says, "Bayoyim hahu yihyeh Hashem echod u'shmo echod." So the Gemara says, "What are you talking about? And now Hashem is not echod? Now Chas Hashem, there's two Hashems?" So the Gemara says, "No." The Gemara says, "Nowadays, when a good thing happens, we make a brocha toiv ametiv. When a bad thing happens, we say dynamis." But in the future, it's going to be kuloi hatoy v'hameitiv. That's going to be the achdus of Hashem. And that's called das. It says, Bayoim ahu yi Hashem echad shmeyachod, and Bayoim ahu yivoda l'Hashem. That day there's going to be super das of Hashem. We're going to understand Hashem well. In fact, to throw a little curveball into this, the Arizal says that this word hahu is the name of Hashem for das. We know that there are different names of Hashem. There's Yud Kei Vav Kei, there's Ekye. The Arizal says there's a name of Hashem that's spelled Aleph Hei Vav Hei. And it's found in the first pasuk in the Chumash. It says, Bereshis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Vi Es Ha'oretz. The Arizal says that the first letters of Es Hashamayim Vi Es Ha'oretz is Aleph Hei Vav Hei, which is the name of Hashem, which is designated for Das. Because Reishis is Chochma. Bereshis, Reishis Chochma is Hashem. Elokim is Bina. Bereshis Bara Elokim. Es Hashemayim Ves Haaretz is Das. Aleph Kei Vav Kei is Das, because Aleph Kei Vav Kei is Begimatria Toiv. And when Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the epitome of Das, was born, it says, Vatera Oysoi Ki Toiv Hu. She saw that he was Toiv. Also, there's a pasuk, Gam Beloi Das Nefesh Loi Toiv. That a person who has no Das is NG, no good. Just like the Gemara says, Loi Toiv Hayoi Sodom Levadoi. It's not good for a person to be single. Person gets married, they get das. Vayeda odom es chavo ishtoi. The kesher between husband and wife is called das. And this is exactly what we're talking about here. We're talking about being moiled, moichen, and das. The way that a person gets a zivug is also, there has to be a hoilod of das, a tosefet das, which comes from tzaoka and tefillah. That's how it comes about. So now going back to earth. Now Rav Nosson Zal says that this is what it means, Ad delo yoda bein Oru Haman l'morach Mordechai. Oru Haman and Baruch Mordechai is a concept of Hatoy v'hameitiv and Baruch Dayan Emes. And on Purim, a person has to rise above that. They have to rise to that madrega of Das, to the highest level Das, the highest level Makif, which is called delo yoda, above Das in a sense. It's impossible for a human being to understand that now in Olam Hazeh. Ubepurim tzrichem lehishtaker. On Purim, a Jew has to get drunk ad sheyale v'yagia ad shom, to give his brain a chance to go up to the 50th floor. Knows the brain normally is on a certain level. Drinking, the Gemara says zocho. The Gemara says, why is wine called tiroish? Because the Gemara says, tehei roish. If a person drinks wine properly, bigdusha, it gives him moichen, it adds moichen. The ikar, so a person's supposed to drink an extra wine on Purim to lift off, to go up to that high, high place of das, where everything is echod. The ikar hashichrus shel Purim hu bayayin. The main mitzvah of getting drunk on Purim is with wine. Zebechinas nichnas yayin yotzo soid. The Gemara says that when a person takes wine in, the secrets come out, because yayin is bigimatria soid. Kimuva b'maimranal al posuk nachamu nachamu yoimer elikechem. Because Rabbeinu Zal writes in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, he writes on the words yoimer elikechem. Ki yayin la armakolo, that wine makes noise. The Zohar HaKadosh says wine makes noise. Oil is silent. When you pour wine, it gurgles. Right? When you pour wine. When you pour oil, it's silent. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, yayin la armakolo. Wine makes noise. It lifts up the coil. Ayin Shom, look in Likutei Moran over there where Rabbeinu Zal mentions this. Nachamu Nachamu Ami, Yoimar Elokechem. Vezeh Bechinas Shtiyas Hayayin Shel Purim. This is again the significance of drinking wine on Purim. What happens when a person gets drunk? What happens to his voice? He starts talking loud. Right? Red face and loud voice. Everybody knows that. It's this La'ama Kola. Zebechinas Koilo Isanal. The purpose for the drinking the wine on Purim is to lift up the koil. Shema Oirono Isnai Ve'ayayin. We trigger it off through wine. Shehu Bechinas La'ama Kola. Wine makes noise. Vialideze Nizgalin Hamoichin. And that noise is what activates the moichin. Hakoil mo'oirer es hakavona, the Gemara says. Bebechinas nechmas yayin yotzasoid. That when a person takes wine in, they produce secrets. They generate secrets, which means high-level moichin. Ki yayin nitein b'shivim oisiyos. Because the Gemara says wine is bigimatria 70. Zebechinas shivin kolin. Note, why is wine bigimatria 70? It's a remez to the 70 screams that a yoledes screams. Va'al yodom yoytze v'nezgala hasoid. These screams are what produce the secret. Hainu hamoichin, which means the hidden moichin, v'amakifin. Shemasigin alidei bechinas hayayin shel purim. This refers to the moichin and the makifin, which a Jew can be zoichet to create and receive through the wine of Purim. Shehu b'chinas shivin kolin amal, corresponding to the 70 screams, she'al yodam noilodin v'nizgalin ha-moichin v'makifin, which generate the moichin and makifin, shehoyu mitchila b'soid b'chinas helam, which were originally very hidden. The brains, the seichel. Moichin is another word for seichel, das. Paragraph Tess. Just for posterity, this is going on tape. This is, look at the Hashgacha Prati. We're learning Likutei Halachos Keseder for the past 6 months. Hashem worked it out that on Tainus Esther, we're learning about Tainus Esther, and we're learning about Sudas Purim, all perfectly timed. Vize Bechina Sudas Purim. Kalidei Hoachilo Digdusho Nish. This Nishlama Das. Rav Nosson Zalman asks, why is there a halacha to eat a special meal on Purim? Because Rabbeinu Zal teaches us in Likut Imran that when a person is zochet to eat bigdusha, eating bigdusha means sudas mitzvah, then a person that gives a person shleimus hadas. Rabbeinu Zal proves it from the Gemara. The Gemara says that a rabbi once came to ask another rabbi a question, and he didn't know the answer. The next day, the rabbi came to him and said, today I can give you the answer. You know why? Because I already ate bisra datura. I ate meat, basar bakar. I ate meat. So now I'm ready to give you the answer. So Rabbeinu Zal says, we see from there that achila dikdusha, has the ability to be maroimim, a person's das, to give him the ability. I couldn't answer your question. I didn't have the das to answer your question. He didn't say, I can give you the answer because I stayed up all night learning last night. This is a Tana in the Gemara talking here. This isn't Captain Kangaroo. This is a Tana says, today I can answer your question because I ate meat. A person would say they should have thrown him out of yeshiva for that. What kind of ridiculous statement to make? And Rabbeinu Zal shows it's not ridiculous. Again, a person, the non-Hasidim, would say, but look at this, the Gemara is becoming Hasidish. He ate, he drank a glass of wine. That's why, you know, they're into the drinking and the eating. The Tanon and Amoram were also into the eating and drinking because they understood what Achila Dikdusha is. That by eating properly, that could give him Moichin de Gatlus to be able to answer the question that he couldn't answer before. Vze Iker Kavona so Achila Dikdusha. This is the main intent that a Jew is supposed to have if a Jew wants to eat Bikdusha. What intent? Kidei Lahashlim Hadas Vahamoyach al Yodo. I'm eating now to be zeichet to shleimus hadas. I want the food to reach all parts of my body, the most important part being the brain, to give nourishment to the brain so I should be able to learn better. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, tzadik oichel l'soiva nafshoi. A tzadik eats not to satisfy the body, but to satisfy the nefesh. Bechinas v'hizbia betzach tzachois nafshecha. You will be full from the sparks of your nefesh. Light. We're talking about brains. Kemuva of Divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'makom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal brings in another place. V'hatzach tzachois zebechinas hamakifin anal. This term tzach tzachois refers to the highest level sechel. It's another word for makifin. Shehem bechinas oirois hatzachzachos kiyodua. It's known in the Kisvei Arizal that this term oir hatzachzachos refers to the makifin, the sechel that's above the person's comprehension. And through achila bigdusha vehizbia, through svia bigdusha betzachzachos, you're zeichet to these makifin, this high level das. This is also the reason why eating on Shabbos is such a major mitzvah. Because Shabbos is the day of the week where the person receives neshama yisera. What's neshama yisera? Neshama yisera means more brains. Very simple. More tosefet neshama. We say sheha neshama shebemoichi. The neshama is the brain. Neshama Yisera means more brains, means makifin. Makifin, you have to eat. Makifin, you have to eat, you have to eat achila dikdusha. Shein b'chinas atika. These makifin represent atika. Ki Shabbos hu b'chinas atika kadisha. Because on Shabbos is the time when this greatest light of Hashem, that's called atika kadisha, shines. Raiva de Raivan, Rotza, it's called the highest level Rotzan of Hashem, Kiyadua, as is known. Fialkein, Oz, Mitzvah Gedoilo Lechol, that's why it's a major mitzvah on Shabbos to eat. Kedei Lekabel, Alide Achila Shabbos, Heora Samakifin. So as to be Zeche, through Achila Shabbos, to receive this high level Das. It's a svia which leads to tzachzuchos hanefesh. Bechinas oz tisamag al Hashem. Then your pleasure leads to al Hashem. We mentioned this before. Not el Hashem. Al Hashem refers to that level of atik, the shar hamishim, that super high level of kedusha. Now note, and again we have to say this very emphatically, those people who think, Rachmona Litzlon, that it's the mitzvah on Shabbos to eat a big, big plate of chaland or a big, big meal so that they can splatter immediately afterwards into bed, they're obviously missing the whole. They literally have it totally upside down. The purpose of of eating on Shabbos isn't that you sleep better on Shabbos than you ever did during the week, because you or drinking on Shabbos. Those people have the custom to drink wine at the table Shabbos. The purpose of that is to go to sleep? You cuckoo? The whole concept of Shabbos is neshama yisera, moichin, more brains, higher level learning. That's the purpose of eating. And if a person wants to do the mitzvah right, we have to gauge the eating, to eat foods that we enjoy that bring simcha, harchova sadas, but at the same time, not to cross that line, Chas v'Shalom. To eat enough to make you learn better, not to eat enough, Chas v'Shalom, to prevent you from learning, to block you from learning. Otherwise, you miss the whole point. All of those very, very, very religious Jews who eat great on Shabbos and sleep even greater are not so very, very religious. It's just plain simple. They're missing the most important point, that the point of achila on Shabbos is not to put you to sleep. It's to wake you up. It's to expand the brain. It's to be zeicha to have a level of das, not your das of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but your das of Shabbos, which is a completely different das. And the Shiloh Kodesh, several of the poskim scream about this. They say that people have misinterpreted the mitzvah of achila Shabbos. The mitzvah isn't to destroy yourself, the mitzvah is to fix yourself. The mitzvah is to bring a hisroimus hadas. And this is also the significance of the Sudan Purim, ki bePurim mizgalin umeirin hamakifin anal, because on Purim these makifin glow and shine; they are revealed and shine. Bechinas atika, bechinas Mordechai, as we said earlier, Mordechai represents atik. Bechinas mor deroyer, mor deroyer means freedom. Freedom is synonymous with the 50th level, because the Zohar Kodesh says that when the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, what light took them out of Mitzrayim? The light of the 50th, the Shar HaChamishim. Proof is, the Zohar Kodesh says, that the topic of Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in the Chumash exactly 50 times. So we see that Cherus is a concept of Shar HaChamishim. Note, where is Mordechai mentioned in the Chumash? Mor Dror. The word Dror in Hebrew means freedom, symbolizing this Shara Hamishim, Yovel. Yovel is when everything goes for the slaves go free. The Zohar Kodesh says the word Yovlo is Begematria 49, referring to that 49th and 50th year when everybody goes free. That's the Cheirus, freedom from Gashmit, freedom from bondage, and expansion of the mind. Expanded consciousness. To quote someone I know. Ve'isa baraya mehemna, it's brought in the Zohar Kodesh, Mekuteres Moir do Keser. The Zohar Kodesh says that this the Moir that was used in the Keteris represents the level of Keser Kavyachal, the crown of Hashem, the highest level Moichin. Sheu Bechinas Atiko Kiyodua. That's what's known as Atik, the highest level of Kedusha. Valkein Oz Bepurim Mitzvah Gedoyla Lechol. That's why it's a major mitzvah on Purim to eat. Ki Oz Mekablim Aideho Achilo Heoras Hamakifin El Yoinim. Because then, through the eating, you receive these uppermost makifin. Now again, does this apply to every yo-yo that eats on, obviously? Look at the people. You see people that are eating on Purim, and it makes them silly and nutty. That's not what he's talking about. A person who's eating for the right reasons. A person who's trying to do it l'shem mitzvah, not eating to gorge yourself, you know, that kind of thing. Otherwise, again, the person's going to miss the boat. Here he's telling us, if you're going to want to do this right, I'm letting you know what unbelievable levels you can reach by doing this properly. But properly means apialocha. Properly means making a bracha on making the right brachas, and properly means making sure the food's kosher, it's got a hechsher, the right hechsher on it, and properly means not overeating, not eating more than what's necessary, chas v'shalom. V'zeh b'chinas mishloach monois ish l're'eyu, and this is also the concept of shalach monos on Purim. D'hainu shetzorech kol echod lishloach l'chaveroi me'amacholim shel Purim. Every person is supposed to send to their fellow Jew from the foods of Purim. Zeh b'chinas mashu kosev rabbeinu zal shem b'maimranal shemi shezoiche le'b'chinas hizgalus hamakifin hu tzorech lehetiv mituvoi l'acherim u'legalus hasgula li'am segula. Rabbeinu zal in that chapter in the Kutim Ran writes that if a Jew is zoiche to these makifin, heaven help him if he holds on to it for himself, if he keeps it himself. But rather, there's a mitzvah to share it with others. If Hashem has blessed you with this makifin, you have a mitzvah to share it, to give these segulos, these makifin, to the am segula, to the chosen people, where we said that the Jewish nation is a makif. Dahainu lidroish borabim ulegalois lacherim ashezochosh nezgaloi meoros makifin. Ayin Shom. Rabbeinu Zal writes over there that a tzaddik who is zeichet to new hasavos and das, the main mitzvah is when he teaches it publicly, when he gives it to other people. Rabbeinu Zal once said that there's no comparison whatsoever between the hasavos that he himself reaches and how much nachas that gives Hashem compared to the nachas that Hashem gets with what he gets to share with the people. That's the biggest nachas Hashem. Even though naturally what he gets to share with the people is billions of levels lower than his own personal understanding, still the maximum nachas is achieved from that knowledge that's shared with the people. V'zeh b'chinas mishloach monos ish l're'ehu. This is the concept of sending gifts, Jews sending gifts to each other. Because we just said now that the food of Purim, it's not regular food, it represents makifin. It's the hizbia betzachzachois, right? The satiation on Purim is that oyer hatzachzachois, it's a very high light, it's this light of makifin. Ki b'macholim digdusho shein b'chinas macholim shel Purim kanal, Bohem mezgalin hamoichin v'makifnanal, because when a person has holy food, in that food is revealed moichin makifin, the highest level das. V'alkein kol echod mechuyev l'shloach l'chaveroi me'amacholim shel Purim mishloach monos. This is why each and every Jew is supposed to send their fellow Jew food gifts, from the food of Purim, from Purim food, kidei lehetiv mituvoi lacherim, to show that he's giving from his good to others. Ki hamishloach monoi sheshochen echad l'haver me'acholim shepurim, zemarames alamakifin shezeichen bepurim, shemeirim b'macholim kanal shetzorek kol echad legaloi selohor b'chaveiroi herazu, ulehetiv mituvoi lacherim kanal. Because this concept of sending gifts from one to another, from Purim food, represents the makifin, which each one of us has achieved, and now we're looking to share it with our fellow Jew. V'alkein nikro mishloyach monois. Note, why isn't it called mishloyach ochel? The Hebrew language is rich. We got to know, why isn't it called mishloyach ochel o mishter? Why mishloach monois? Monois means gifts. Why don't we say sending food? Why is it? Why does it focus on the term mon? Rav Nosson Zal says, "Valkein nikro mishloach monois loshin mon." This is referring to that 50th level, that Shar Hachamishim, which is called mon mikve nun. Rabbeinu Zal brings on Likutei Moran in Torah Nun Vav on Likutei Moran that the word mon is Roshei Tevois mikve nun, referring to the mikveh of Shavuos night, which represents the highest level of das. Kihein bechinas mon, because the Purim food is comparable to the mon that the Jews had in the desert. Shehu das, which represents super sechel. Kemuvo bechinas Michael Schultz, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah, bechinas Michael Schultz tzadikim lo sedlovoi, as we are told, what kind of food are the tzadikim going to eat in the future? They're going to eat mon. Kemoi Shem Razal, as the Gemara says, lomo nikru shchokim, the Gemara gives names to each one of the seven heavens. So one of the seven heavens is called shchokim. The Gemara says, why? Why is it called shchokim? Sheshom soichakin mon letzadikim lasid lovoi. That's the place where the angels grind mon for the tzadikim in the future. So we see what's going to be the food of tzadikim, the food of the future, is going to be mon. Ve'ikra ma'echalat tzadikim lasid lovoi zebechinas hasogas hamakifin. What's the main food that tzadikim are going to eat in the future? The new das that they're going to get, the new makifin that they're going to get to understand, she's galalosid, which are going to be revealed in the future. Bebechinas, as we said, tzadikim yoishvim v'troiseyem barosheyem. The tzadikim are going to be sitting, and what are they going to be sitting? They're not going to be sitting eating hero sandwiches. They're going to be sitting and making, bringing the Atorah into the head, making makifin into premium. Nimtzo shehamon shehu maichel tzadikim losid lovoi. So we see from that Gemara that mon, which is called the food for tzaddikim of the future, that's makifin, that's das. V'zeh b'chinas macholim shel Purim kanal. That's what the food of Purim is all about. It's makifin, we said, it's das. I'm pouring this adalo yoda is shining, this highest level, the sechel where Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai merge together. V'zeh b'chinas mishloach monois. That's why it's called mishloach monois, ki heim b'chinas mon. What you're sending to your friend isn't just a lousy hamantash, you're sending him mon. You're sending him brain food, shu b'chinas makifin kanal. It's a tremendous high level of sechel. V'alkein tzorech kol echad l'shloach l'chaveroi. This is why every Jew is supposed to send it to their fellow Jew. Lehetiv mituvoi l'acherim kanal. To show that any makifin that I'm going to get, any new knowledge that Hashem is going to be generous with me and give it to me, I'm going to be happy to share it with others, to give it to other people. K'al yidei ho'achilo mischaberes haneshoma imaguf. Because we know that eating is that item which combines, which brings together the neshama and the guf. Umeir hamakif lepnim, which means that the makif is shining into the pnim. Ki guf u neshama heim bechinas pnimi u makif kidelekamon. Because when we talk about the body and the neshama, they are also higher level and lower level. They also represent makif and pnim. The neshama represents the makif, the neshama represents olam haba, and the body represents Olam Hazeh. Right? Remember we learned before that Olam Haba is Makifin. Olam Hazeh is Pnimim, Sechel Pnimim. The Guf is into Olam Hazeh, the Neshama is into Olam Haba. V'alkein, al yedei achila b'kedusha. Therefore, through a Jew eating with holiness, achilas purim, which means when a person eats at a sudas mitzvah, and they do it the right way, al yedei ze daiko meirin hamakifin anal. Then for that person, these makifin shine, umeelu hamakifin amizgalim b'purim, shemiluboshim b'macholim anal, sholeach kolechot l'chaveiro y'mishloach mones kanal. And it's from these makifin that are revealed on Purim, which are hidden in the food of Purim, that's what each Jew is sending to his friend. He's sending to his friend these makifin. He's sharing with his friend the makifin that he receives on Purim.